This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. Impeachment is the talk of Washington today as Democrats huddled to discuss whether and how to proceed. Some members of the Massachusetts delegation are leading the calls for President Trump's ouster. They include Senator Elizabeth Warren and Congressman Seth Moulton, both presidential candidates. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been preaching restraint without taking impeachment off the table. Here she is today after Democrats gathered.
It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs. We do believe that it's important to follow the facts. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
So, are we getting closer to impeachment proceedings against President Trump? I spoke with House Democratic Caucus Vice Chair Catherine Clark moments ago and began with that question.
I think what it shows is that while our party may have some differences in timing and tactics, we are more committed than ever in making sure that we hold this president accountable. And as you can see from his actions today, he is so rattled and bristled by having the speaker call out his actions for what they are, a cover-up, trying to keep the White House and this administration's actions shrouded in secrecy, that he had a temper tantrum and refused to discuss the pressing issues of infrastructure of our country. Does he not care about rural broadband? Does he not care about helping address climate in coastal communities like we have in Massachusetts, clean air, clean water, repairing our bridges and tunnels? He is the president of the United States, and he needs to start once again, or actually for the first time, working for the American people and not obsessing over keeping his actions out of sight, secret, and covered up.
Yes, so let's talk about that infrastructure a little bit, because there were actually supposed to be two major meetings in Washington today. After you Democrats had your caucus meeting, President Trump planned to discuss infrastructure with Speaker Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer at the White House. But he ended that gathering just 3 minutes in after hearing Pelosi's cover-up remark, and then he vented during an impromptu appearance in the Rose Garden.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk into look at people that had just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups.
The president went on to say that he can't work with Democrats who continue to investigate him, even on improving roads and bridges, which would seem, Congresswoman Clark, like a bipartisan goal. So what do you make of the president's response today?
You know, for over 200 years, Congress and the executive branch have been able to do both things, meet our constitutional responsibility for oversight and work for the American people and progress. And infrastructure has been cited by this president as one of those areas where he can work with Democrats to find solutions for families. We know the infrastructure needs are pressing in this country, and states need our help with federal funding and policies to make it work. And he is acting like a child. And as the president of the United States, it is simply not acceptable that he says, I'm not going to work on the substantive issues, the needs of families of this country, and that instead I'm just going to, you know, kick everyone out of my sandbox. That is the type of tantrum that we just shouldn't tolerate from a president. The Democrats have made significant progress on bills that are providing solutions for families at home, whether it's addressing climate, net neutrality, gun violence, reducing the cost of prescription drugs. Where is the president in reaching out and working with us to say, these are priorities that I campaigned on as well. Let me help you get them a vote in the Senate. That's what we're looking for. That's what presidential leadership means. And this president doesn't even seem to understand the basic requirements of his job.
But the president's supporters would surely blame Nancy Pelosi for ruining today's infrastructure meeting with her cover-up rhetoric. I mean, is there any validity to his contention that post-Mueller report, Democrats should back off their investigations and just focus on legislating, that it's really on them?
When we have a president who is reaching out to one of his attorneys, Don McGahn, who is now a private citizen, and saying, do not come and testify before, when he is bringing affirmative lawsuits to prevent us from receiving financial information, when he is also suing Deutsche Bank to make sure that we can never see that information, when he has instructed Treasury to not give us the tax returns that we are clearly entitled to, I don't know what other word to apply except for cover up. If this president, as he says, has nothing to hide, then let's get the facts out into the sunshine. And if that's what he claims, then the facts will back him up and we can move on. But that is not where we are with this president. He is trying to thwart us at every single turn. And I think cover up is the exact right word.
That was House Democratic Caucus Vice Chair Catherine Clark squeezing in some time with us before dashing off to a vote. And she's had a busy day. This morning, Clark issued an explosive report with a Republican colleague, Representative Hal Rogers of Kentucky. They allege that opioid maker Purdue Pharma corrupted the World Health Organization by influencing its prescribing guidelines. Though Clark and I didn't get to that news in our conversation, she talked about it with WBUR a little earlier.
We are going to look at every tool that we can use to draw attention to this, to correct the record, and make sure that patients are getting accurate information.
Purdue Pharma is responding, saying it, quote, strongly denies the claims in today's congressional report, which seeks to vilify the company through baseless allegations. The company goes on to say in a statement that it is deeply concerned about the impact of opioid abuse and addiction. The WHO says it has no response yet, but is reviewing the report in detail. All right, let's bring in Boston Globe national political reporter Jess Bidgood. She was listening in on our chat with Congresswoman Clark and is here for some additional reporting and analysis. Jess, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's begin with that meeting of House Democrats today. We heard Congresswoman Clark echoing Speaker Pelosi's cover-up talk without directly saying that President Trump, should be impeached. So based on what you've learned about today's meeting, is that rhetoric representative of where the party is right now?
Yes. I think across Capitol Hill among Democrats, there is a real sense of I think individual Democrats are conflicted over what to do here. Clark was talking, she kind of described this balancing act that Democrats have between oversight and keeping an eye on the executive branch and trying to show the progress that they are attempting to make on the kitchen table issues, they call it, that they campaigned on, issues like health care and that kind of thing. There are some concerns among Democrats that pushing impeachment will crowd out their work on those issues. But there's a growing number of Democrats who are saying, look, we are asking the White House for information. We are asking witnesses to come and testify in front of us, and they're not doing it. And an impeachment inquiry is the way to move forward. So at today's meeting, various chairs of House committees kind of updated the caucus on where their investigations were at. And then Nancy Pelosi came out, talked a little bit about those updates and said what we're looking at here is a cover-up. But again, she stopped short of calling for an impeachment inquiry, even though earlier this week some members of her caucus were asking her to move toward an impeachment inquiry.
So, Jess, how do you see Nancy Pelosi handling those competing voices? You know, do you think that her cover-up language today is a sign that maybe she's moving a little bit closer to those people who are calling her to move toward impeachment? Or do you think that maybe that rhetoric is just to kind of appease them for now and she's holding the line on restraint?
Well, it's interesting. I think that her rhetoric has shifted in recent months. Back in March, she spoke with the Washington Post magazine, and she said, and she made quite clear that she was opposed to impeachment. She said that President Trump is simply just not worth it, that impeachment would be too divisive, was too likely to rev up Trump's base, and was too likely ultimately to fail and die in a Republican-controlled Senate. In more recent weeks, though, as complaints about obstruction by the White House of Democrats' current investigations have been piling up, I think you've heard her acknowledge that frustration, and you've also heard her talk about things like self-impeachment by the president, and kind of nod to the idea that if that the president's conduct and the White House's conduct in the face of these investigations could ultimately amount to impeachment. She's not calling for an inquiry right now. She really is calling for restraint, saying let's let the facts lead us where they may. But I do think with this cover-up language, she's really working to justify the investigations they have, and I do think she's acknowledged the possibility that impeachment could be somewhere in the future.
Well, when you talk about the self-impeachment notion, it kind of gets at the idea that there's sort of two phases here, right? Because the Mueller report focused on campaign year activities and some early presidential term phases. And now it seems like Democrats are really getting irritated at sort of post-Mueller report actions, the unwillingness of the Trump administration to fully cooperate with ongoing oversight. So when Democrats talk about impeachable offenses, the ones who are in support of that right now, what evidence are they pointing to? Is it mostly this recent stuff, you know, the stuff about Don McGahn not testifying or Bill Barr not going to testify?
Yeah, that has become a huge piece of the Democrats' frustration here. And you saw that actually coming to the fore on Monday night when there was a series of meetings on Capitol Hill where some top Democrats began to really try to make the case to Pelosi that it's time to begin an impeachment inquiry. Some Democrats have described the Don McGahn's failure to show up and testify in front of Congress earlier this week as being the straw that broke the camel's back. David Cicilline of Rhode Island is among Democrats who earlier this week said to Pelosi, look, we have to begin, if he doesn't show up, we've got to begin an impeachment inquiry. And he did not, in fact, show up. So that has caused a huge amount of frustration among Democrats who say, look, we are trying to do our due diligence. We are trying to do your plan and continue with our investigations here, but we can't get anywhere because the White House won't provide us with any information.
But the White House would say, look, you don't need to keep doing these investigations. The Mueller report is out. And although parts are redacted, people can see most of it. Lawmakers can see a little bit more than the general public. So what do these Democrats hope to get out of additional testimony? Why are they calling these folks?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the Democrats' answer to that is that they are a separate and co-equal branch of Congress, and they have oversight authority, and they have to use it. They have to stand up for their branch of government. But it's interesting. The White House's strategy seems to be working in its favor. Trump is essentially deploying a strategy where he's saying, look, either impeach me or don't. But he's not giving Democrats a lot of room to work in this kind of middle place where they're trying to be, where they do these investigations but stop short of either calling impeachment or opening an impeachment inquiry. I think Trump is trying to force them. He's trying to force their hand, and he's saying anything short of impeachment, I'm not going to provide you with the information you're looking for. So what are you going to do?
That's Boston Globe national political reporter Jess Bidgood. Jess, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Stay with us. Coming up, we want the cup, the Stanley Cup, of course. We'll talk sports. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.